open the door and come in.
Sorry.
Hello.
Sorry.
Shut up.
I got my head stuck in the cupboard.
Sorry.
Shut up.
I can't see anything.
Hello.
Shut up, Mr. Gumby!
Oh, my brain hurts!
Shut up!
Sorry!
WMUC-FM, College Park.
I'm broken it! I'm broken it!
Get off my floor! Shut up!
Sorry!
My brain hurts! My brain hurts! Oh, I hit my head on the table! Shut up!
Come in! Open the door and come in!
Sorry!
Hello!
Sorry!
Shut up!
I got my head stuck in the cupboard!
Sorry!
Praise Bob. The Fates have brought you into possession of a subgenius instructional video barrage tape. Prepare yourself. You are about to be remade into a new being through forbidden knowledge previously kept secret for centuries by the jealous priesthoods of many religions. Caution. Improper viewing techniques may lead in some persons to dependency, seizures, cranial fits, priapic conditions, micturition, sternutation, subtle glandular mutations, and in some territories, legal arrest. However, if the viewer follows instructions and trusts completely in Bob, this tape can produce an unsurpassable beatific experience that can last for hours, days, weeks, possibly even centuries. This videotape bears a patented Dobbsdrome PowerShell time code, which may cause some home video decks to react unpredictably. Although only a small percentage of playback systems or their owners have suffered permanent damage from this signal, the Subgenius Foundation Incorporated is not responsible for injuries or damages inflicted by paranormal events during tape play mode. The tape also contains a subliminal hypnopediatrics trance inducement tone, operating beyond the range of human perception. However, pets in the viewing room may exhibit unusual behavior, as may small children and certain less evolved adults. If such behavior anomalies last more than 2 days after viewing, consult a physician. However, this brainwave enfolding signal is generally harmless and should actually enhance your learning abilities during the program. Special interactive holosonic stereo effects produced on the AltoMate cerebral synclock interocitor are designed to trigger stem cleavage or brain division between the forebrain and hindbrain. Using newly discovered break-thinking principles, the viewer's brainwaves are locked into synchronization with the tape's underlying suggestions by means of neuroelectric pulses. Plant growth and gas mileage of nearby automobiles may be affected. For the unworthy, this tape may be a one-way ticket down a bottomless mental pit from which there can be no escape. In unreceptive viewers, there is a danger of synaptic backfire in the brain pan, caused by overheating of the attention gland. This dense packing of brain cells without proper organic coolants, such as FROP, has been blamed for 3 recent cases of spontaneous human combustion. Do not over-medicate. High dosages have so sensitized the third nostril receptors of some viewers that they were unable to stop seeing the tape even after it had been turned off. This tape is to be used only by the person to whom it is prescribed. Do not operate a motor vehicle following viewing. Do not operate heavy farm machinery at speeds over 70 miles an hour. The demons you may see during the initial hallucination sequence are not real. If you do not panic, this phase will end after a few minutes. Always resurface from the hypnosis slowly. Coming out of the tape has been likened to a total rebirth process, if managed successfully. If you have trouble re-entering the earth plane, focus on Bob and chant his name until you remember your own.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be yourselves adjusted. We are having operating difficulties, which has necessitated a delay.
Wake up, puppet boy!
Do not attempt to flip the tape when you reach the end of side one. No matter what you are told by later instructions on the tape, there is no side two. However, if you do discover one, don't look at it. If you follow these instructions, you will experience a profound cathartic reaction to the flow of archetypal images and racial memories. You may find yourself laughing and crying convulsively, and even astrally projecting. These reactions are normal. Enjoy them.
Bob. That's your key phrase. It will trigger the entire message without your being aware of it.
3, 2, 1. Now to continue with the tape recording.
watch one woman cry too late. The eyes of honesty cannot change. How many men do we deceive each day? In charge of who is there, in charge of...
Hi.
Is Grandma there?
No, she's getting her hair done. What do you need?
Can you just go get her for me?
I'm really busy right now.
Well, just tell her to come get me.
Why?
Because I don't feel good.
Well, have you talked to the school nurse?
No, she doesn't know anything. Will you just come get me?
No.
Well, will you do me a favor then?
What?
Can you bring me my chapstick?
No, Napoleon.
But my lips hurt real bad.
Just borrow some from the school nurse. I know she has like 5 sticks in her drawer.
I'm not gonna use hers, you sicko.
See ya.
Ugh. Idiot.
Dawn of life lying between the silence and soul sources. Chased amid fusions of wonder. In moments hardly seen forgotten. Colored in pastures of chance dancing these cast spells of challenge. Amused but real in thought. We bled from the sea. Dawn of thought transferred through moments of days and the searching earth we feel in corridors of time provoking memories disjointed but with purpose craving penetrations of the links to the self-instructor's sharp and tender love as we took to the air a picture of distance thought of a power. Descending as fast as misused expression has only to teach the best to reveal passion chasing late into corners and we dance on the ocean dawn of love sent within us colors of awakening among the many what to follow only tunes of a different age as the links span our endless caresses. Life everlasting.
Trees, let them ride the forest. height of songs to follow and show all we feel for and know. Castro, you seekers of the truth, accepting that reasons will relive and breathe and hope and chase and love for you and you and you.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
So I finally rode away, but I'll never forget that fire.